You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
Well, there's a lot to get through today, and it's a very big day today, Don. Now, people won't know this because, you know, we record these and download them or upload them, but we've had to shove the dock back to the back of the bus. No one will know this, mind you, because...
Why have you done... He's number one in Australia.
Number one.
And he's playing number two today.
The podcast is... we're only on air because the doc rings in every second week and keeps people interested because you're becoming more dysfunctional and more vague by the week, Don.
Yeah,
and
I find it very hard... There is a reason. It's called age.
I find it very hard to have... conversations with you off mic, let alone on mic.
We don't have conversations because you're socially inept and you're unable to carry a conversation. Everybody else can, but you can't. So there's the reason for that.
So you pull up this morning and you're sitting out in your car.
Yes.
And you're seriously 3 metres away from me and you said...
No, do you think I've got Superman vision or X-ray
you've
vision?
You've got
I can look through the screens.
You've got no perception about anything, Don. And you said to me, where are you? And
you've got no idea about communication.
Well, why would I have to communicate?
Well, it's called communication. You pick the phone up and you communicate with people. You're very inept socially.
Okay, so I'm not sure
where we're going with this.
Maybe have to have an... Well, we might have to have an interpreter in or a third
Can
person.
Can I ask you a question while you're waffling? How did Ben Fornham handle...
Fordham
being shoved back to 20 to 11 instead of 9:30?
Well, because I'm just telling you, Don, our guest couldn't come in.
Oh, mate, more interested in fucking Ben, are you idiot? His ego.
I contacted him, you know, communication, the thing that you say I don't have. I contacted him and I said, would it be possible, Ben, for you? He's taking his young daughter, who's two.
I know the explanation, what you've done, but what I want to know is the state of his ego when you finish the conversation.
You knew what I was talking about, but the listener mightn't know what we were talking about, why we've had to shove him back. So he's taking his daughter, his two-year-old daughter, to ballet.
No, you've got another interview that can only come in at Ben's time.
That's right. That's why I rang him and I said,
How's he feeling?
He's very, very relaxed about it. I said, you are an integral. You are the only reason this show goes to air. And
you're pissing in his pocket now.
He might have thought it was
rain.
Can
he see through you, your insincerity?
Don, we said that he's an integral part of the show anyhow.
But you're just typical media people full of bullshit.
So then we had an interloper in, not Mick Christian. Mick was mickchristian.com.
I thought interloper was an African animal.
What?
I thought an interloper was an African wild animal.
Yeah, or an antelope or something like that. You're a wild animal. One of my sons came in, Max.
How many have you got?
What did I know of? Yeah, I've got three.
You know of, so there could be other little Johnnies running around out there that we don't know about.
Could be a whole suburb of
So what should women
around.
Now...
Shut up, Don,
women
please.
who are baby boomers should go out and be... Offspring.
One of my sons who's sitting a metre away from me, Don, so don't keep going on with this.
I just think there should be a little bit of DNA
Shut
testing.
Up for just 2 seconds.
What was that?
Yeah.
What was that?
He's become a mini version of me. He said, shut up, Don.
Well,
to
geez.
You. Yeah, just no, no.
Should we rattle the bucket?
Don. So Max came in last week and we put him on to speak about sport and he had overwhelming reaction of positivity.
From you?
Not from me, you clown, from the people who get back to us.
Oh.
Well, not from me. I said...
How do you know? How can you measure it?
You're so dumb.
I am dumb when it comes to...
No, you're dumb, period.
What's wrong with your finger?
What?
You're shoving your thumb up. Well, you've got a round thing around. What's wrong with the thumb? Please tell me.
Just one thing at a time.
Oh, no. No, Max.
Max, shut up.
I want to ask him about his finger.
What?
No. Jeez, we've created another monster. And this is only
who's
early
this
days.
We?
Your father and I have created a monster. No, he created the monster, you.
I'll tell you what's happening, Don.
What's wrong
with
your finger?
We've been going 6 minutes. I'm trying to... We've got subjects coming out our coit.
Have we?
We have.
I'm struggling today.
I'm struggling every day. If you want to know what's wrong with my finger, I got it caught between the rope and the bollard while I was tying a boat up and it nearly ripped my thumb off. So
you have this boat, sell it. You fucking will try to do the remote, back it in remotely with a remote and you took the whole fucking pier out. Now you got your finger caught in a rope.
Besides you having Tourette's, Don.
What are Tourette's?
It's when you swear involuntarily.
I thought Tourette's was a mental problem.
That's right. You've got a mental problem called Tourette's and you swear involuntarily. Shut up, Don. Shut up. So Max came in today at my request because he is probably the only person who can speak and enlighten us about sport, particularly the sport that is the most popular sport in the country. AFL football. And people like the fact that he knew a bit about AFL football, or he knew a hell of a lot more than you or I did. And so we thought we'd get him in to speak about sport. He's listening to this and he's got a microphone in front of his face. If he wants to join in anything else besides...
We're doing sport now.
Did you hear what I said? Did you just hear what I not said then? I said he's sitting here and if he wants to speak about sport or anything else, he's welcome. So we don't delineate now between sport.
So we don't have production meetings, so one podcast is dedicated to sport, one to general and whatever.
Did you not just hear me say we don't delineate between sport and general now, we just have it in the mix? Did you not hear me say that?
Because we don't have production
meetings. Because you don't listen.
Jesus, the world according to Johnny.
You don't have to have a production meeting to say that one segment's going to be about what's happening, the other one's going to be about sport.
Yes, we do.
No, you don't.
I've got my points everywhere. Shit, you're just like your old man.
It's a one-minute conversation.
I've got to take two ignorant, bloody opinionated people on now.
I'm not opinionated. I'm not smart enough to form an opinion.
Oh, shit, you're just like your old man.
No.
Well, I hope so. That would mean there's a reasonable DNA cross between us.
Well, I've questioned the DNA and I question the things that you pass on to it.
What, do you think you're questioning whether Max has got... He'll be a victim of a victim. You're questioning whether Max has got my DNA, are you?
No, I'm not. I'm questioning the DNA, how the DNA is made up.
The boys just slipped down under the table after you suggested that.
What's that? His DNA, so you're not his father.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that was what you're insinuating. Weren't you?
No, I wasn't.
That's fair enough. I only look like him. I'm only 6'5", and Dad was 6'4". I've got no other features.
Your father was struggling to be 6'2". That's why he went to the back pocket and sent R forward. He couldn't compete against the big men. So keep going, Jack.
It doesn't matter about your size, Jack. Don. It's a matter about your lower centre of gravity. That's all that mattered.
Oh, hang on.
That's what you said last week.
Shit.
He's got your fucking DNA.
That's what he said last
week. He's got your attitude. There's the DNA.
If you'll remember, Max was speaking about why a ruckman got pushed out.
I remember, and I gave him the explanation.
And then he was just mimicking what you said. Because you said it's a low centre of gravity, you know, like meaning a dwarf would be good at it because his low centre.
You're wrong as well, Don.
10 minutes.
Have a listen to the play. Do you want to know why? Played 300 games.
I'll put you out of your misery just right now. So before we get on to sport, Riley O'Brien, who was the person I was talking about last week, actually got dropped by the coach. Now you tell me a best and fairest winner for the club got dropped because of that performance. And Carlton played GWS and had Braden Pruce, who was 110 kilo, 6 foot. Seven
I've
ruckman
seen play at North
did
Melbourne.
Not did it wasn't you mean Melbourne
Mel, North Melbourne if you've done across everything he started at North Melbourne couldn't get a go because Goldstein for some reason dominates the ruck there.
That's
and
very
then he
good
went
analysis.
To Melbourne because there might have been a bit of an opportunity but he couldn't get a go because of Gorn
That's well done.
And now he's at GWS, and I saw him play for 5 minutes on Saturday, and I thought he did very well, and he's now getting his opportunity.
Well, that's perfect. It's exactly what I wanted to say, except he didn't get pushed under the ball once by Silvani. That's all I wanted to say.
He is a good player. He hasn't had the opportunity. Just like Ian Hampshire didn't get the opportunity when your father was in the ruck at Geelong, he goes to Footscray and he blossomed.
That's fair enough.
So 10 minutes we've been going, Don, 10 and a half minutes, and we're going to get on to some topics. But I was just saying why Max was here. And that's why he's here, because he can speak about sport, which we've jumped right onto. Now, just some an opening announcements. First, Don, we had David sprung me at a cafe called the Mad Duck, and he said...
Yeah, we go down there for... Yes, on the opposite the town hall in Port Melbourne.
No, Don, it's under the building I live in. It's nothing, nowhere near the...
What's the place we go to in Port
Does
Melbourne?
It matter?
It does.
It's called Shotgun Bills or something. What's it called? It's called... I know what it's called, but I can't think of it. Anyhow, he said he listens, and he was particularly bemused by the fact that you had trouble with the word dyslexic. And he found it extremely humorous that dyslexic is actually what you have, and you still couldn't say the word.
Let's just take it a bit further.
David, his name
is. You found great amusement in the fact that I couldn't mispronounce the word.
Mispronounce.
Yeah, but all you...
Mispronounce the word,
well,
though, did I?
Well, what's
mispronounce. You said mispronounce. It's mispronounce. There's not one English word.
And so all he's done is backed up your...
He claimed me in the coffee shop and said, oh, I love the podcast.
Okay, keep going.
These are shout-outs. Then I was over at a place called Graysland.
What's his name again?
Oh, David.
David who?
Oh, I don't
Why
ask
don't
them
you ask?
I don't ask their surnames because they might not
might
want
be
to be mentioned.
That's right. It couldn't
they
be
They might
David,
not
might
want to be
Bill.
Associated with people who think that they listen to this show and they have to put up with you, who's a clown.
Oh, so you're fucking you're Einstein.
What's it, Mr. Tourette's?
Keep going.
So I was out at Graysland. Oh, please, go on. Ask me what Graysland is.
Please.
Graysland is a venue that has a whole lot of food stalls in containers out in Spotswood. There's about 50 of them, and it's a venue for kids. And a woman came up to me.
Hang on, you've set a scene, you've got me... So this what venue is in
matter?
Spots. It does, because I haven't heard of the bloody joint. So it's made up of
containers. You haven't
containers.
Heard of it, Don.
No.
It's made up of containers.
Really?
All the shipping containers. It's quite a unique place
it
to
is.
Go with your kids, and it's
right.
very, very popular.
Something like Disneyland?
Not at all.
I have an excuse
I me. Disneyland.
I don't think
not even going to dignify that with an explanation. Jeez. Not at all.
I don't think Disneyland, in deference to my
is
son.
Is that Australia or Spotswood?
I don't think
Disneyland.
Disneyland is made up of containers.
Well,
Don,
it could
I
be Spotswood's attempt to Disneyland.
There's no rides. There's no Tower of Terror. There's no River Caves. It's a venue where people go to eat and sample different eclectic cultures of food. 50 stalls there are, and they take their kids there. And I was out there with my son, who provides a little entertainment.
Hang on, which one? There's many.
My God.
Jack.
Oh, Jack. Okay. Yeah, keep going.
Max didn't even know it was Jack, but if it wasn't him and my other sons in Queensland, the powers of deduction would
we
mean that it was
We don't know how many other sons
Who
are out there.
Who cares how many
well,
sons?
Well, I do.
Oh, my Lord.
And so, a lot of boys out there would like to know who their father is.
So, Don, I was out there. The point of me saying this is that I was out there and Florinda... is her name. She came
what
up...
What are you laughing at a name for?
Oh, I thought that was a terminology.
Florinda.
I thought it was... I thought that's what you brushed your teeth with.
I thought it was a medical ailment.
Oh, no, that's fluoride.
Anyhow, Florinda came up and said she loves the podcast, Don. Florinda, I don't know what nationality she is. She
Why
was
didn't you ask her?
It's irrelevant.
No, you just questioned.
Well, you laughed at a name. Florinda. I don't know what you said. It was sounded like an oral tooth mouthwash or something.
Fluoride.
Yeah. Well, it's not Florinda, her name is, and she's a charming woman. And I had a photo, all that stuff. And
oh, so, did you?
Yes, yes, I did. And so I'm there, the shout. So 18 minutes we've been going. So there's a shout. I haven't done one topic. Have I got some topics?
So have I. I've worked overtime.
Worked overtime for five sentences.
Yeah, he's got your measure,
Max. Oh, fuck, you've created a monster.
No, you have.
You know, it's gone from we to you.
You know, the only input you have to this podcast is that I start a sentence and you interrupt it, and then you ask three questions on the back of...
I've worked with you for 3 years. I know exactly what you're going to say and how you waffle.
But you're taking into account that the people who are listening don't know. You're not taking that into account, so that's why we like to explain it, Don.
You like to, not we, you like to.
What's the point of you interrupting half the things I say if the people listening all around the world say, I wonder what he was going to mention that for, because you've interrupted me. I know you know what I'm going to say.
Go on, go back onto Florinda. Go on, right, just do it.
Maybe you could go out and have a crack at
Florinda. It could be Judge Judy.
No, I'm good.
Judge Judy. Has he ever seen that show?
So then I was in the city. I had to go into the city last Friday, I think, and I was in a restaurant called the... I had to go in to meet someone, and I walked in, and I saw some friends of yours in there, Don.
Oh, I think I haven't got any.
No, but I think you'd like these.
They're called acquaintances. Call them acquaintances.
I think you'd like to be friends of these people, just judging by how you speak about them. I walked in, and at a table there was the great Paul Murray. Do you know Paul Murray? Paul Murray, hello. Paul Murray, he is on Sky.
I've seen him on YouTube. Yep, yeah, you're
on
right.
On YouTube, he's on Sky.
Well, that's the only thing. I've got Sky.
He does the Paul Murray Show. Yeah. Strangely enough, that's his name. And he was sitting there with Rita Panahi.
Yeah, the Fox Terrier.
A big pun, Don? What did you say? What did you say then? Did you say the Fox Terrier? Rita Panahi?
Why?
Did she say that?
Why?
Rita Panahi was there. Jesus, you're hopeless. You cannot say things that you shouldn't say in public, and yet if you think about it in private, you'll say it, and you'll think, oh, shit, I shouldn't have said that. The Fox Terrier, Rita Panahi. Why do you think she's a Fox Terrier? She's good.
I'm not saying she's not.
What are you saying?
This makes no sense.
Anyhow, so the Fox Terrier was there with Paul Murray and Peter Credlin.
Oh, jeez.
What's that, Don?
Woof.
Have you got a name for her?
No, very. She should be in politics. She should be leading the Liberal Party.
Well, anyhow, I went and just...
Why isn't she in politics, did you ask her?
This is our first real topic.
Come on, answer, no, answer not, that question.
Is this still a story?
Well, actually, I did ask her, or someone said, might have been the Fox Terrier, might have said to her, she should be in... politics. And I said, why would you want to do that, Peter? And she said...
she is considering it.
It was just a general conversation.
No, she
it was a very good conversation anyhow. That was it. But that's not betraying any confidence, because that's been discussed in the media plenty of times.
I haven't got, what is it called, Sky News? Or what's that come on, Foxtel?
Yeah.
Okay, I haven't got it, but I do watch Peter Credlin on YouTube.
Good.
And I've got to take my hat off to her, the way she held Daniel Andrews to account. I just remember the incident last year where she went to his press conference in the midst of lockdown and asked him the hard questions, which those other bloody people in the audience, as far as reporters or media, weren't prepared to ask.
That's
very
right.
Good topic, Don.
That's
Jeff
why...
Kennett... Unfortunately, he's compromised. He shouldn't be doing what he's doing if he's president of Hawthorn, commenting on political affairs, and Peter Credlin were the only two that stood up and questioned Andrew.
So you're saying Jeff Kennett shouldn't speak about politics while he's the president
right.
of Hawthorne?
That's exactly right.
There's plenty of politics in sport nowadays. Why isn't the
Max,
president of...
we're talking about politics.
Politics.
You cannot, in that position as a president of a league club, because you immediately alienate people. Now, doesn't matter what colour, race or whatever religion, whatever you are, you barrack for your team. And you should. There are certain areas you don't go into as a president, and one is politics. Because as soon as you do that, you alienate people. You alienate people when you talk about politics, even in this media.
So are you saying, Don, that people didn't realise Jeff Kennett was the premier of this state and was in politics before he was nominated and voted in to be the president of Hawthorne?
He's now got a job as president of Hawthorne. He is conflicted because he is a media commentator talking politics as well.
That's a good point to when you get the next president in, because you're on the board or the selection committee.
Nominations committee.
Well, there you go. Then
so
you
what are you
it.
Saying?
You change it for the next person. You can make sure you don't bring
what,
in a politician.
What Max is saying, Don, is you've got to now, on the basis of what you're saying, appoint someone has no affiliation with anything else other than football and being the president of the Hawthorne Football Club.
Or they can have an affiliation as long as they don't.
What about David Koch? Or what's his name? Kosh.
Kosh, well, that's fine.
Well, what do you mean that's fine?
Because he hasn't... There are certain things that alienate people when you start talking
about racism, religion, or
politics.
What do you mean racism?
He's getting very loud.
Well, if you talk racism or you say that you are this way inclined in racism...
Completely meaningless word, racism, in this day and age. Because everything is sheeted home to... Any comment you make about anything is sheeted home to racism if it's not of the race
about
that you're speaking
about. Or
we're speaking about anything.
Or it's gender, just, I should
it's
say.
It's the most overused word because it means nothing.
I know it appeals to the keyboard warriors, the minority in this state, in Australia.
Anyhow, we haven't got onto any of the topics that I've written down. We've been going for 25 minutes.
What the hell happened to Florinda?
Who's Flynn? I was just
giving
a shout out. Well, Max, here's
why are you thanking him? You're the one who put him off topic.
Yeah.
And you haven't explained to why your thumb's buggered.
Yes, I did.
You did? He got it caught between the rope and when he was tugging at the boat.
Yeah, so that's Alzheimer's catching it. Thank you,
that's
man.
The, Don, this is Time why, enough. Don, this is why I'm not sure how long we can do this, you and I together. This is like Bill and Ben, the flower pot men, and you look like the flower pot.
Hey, woo.
You guys not getting paid for this?
Don, what?
Are you guys not getting paid for this?
No.
Oh, jeez, you must be joking, my friend. That's part of our defences.
Now,
in our litigation trial.
What?
You know what.
What's the first topic?
When that feckless weasel said
topic?
That feckless weasel.
Oh shit, I haven't got that much money.
Feckless weasel.
You're going to pay for this.
Said that we were doing this.
You're paying. Disclaimer.
Said that we were doing this to make money out of Shanghaiing Torres Strait Islanders and Aboriginals. Holy. That's exactly what.
Where's the coffee? Give me a coffee. Has it got a hit in it?
Now.
I need something.
Where is your coffee?
I don't know, mate. You took it.
So.
I did not.
Florinda.
No, it's going to.
Thanks, mate.
That's all right. Don't get up.
Oh, I'm not. I'm stuck.
So, I can't remember what I was going to say. Then you threw me offline.
That's not a bad coffee. Well done. Where'd you get that from?
I don't know, but it was in South Melbourne.
It's a good coffee.
I know.
So, complimenting you just threw me offline there.
Not many people can make coffees in Melbourne now.
Very hard.
Okay. Well, anyhow, so Max, you might be interested in this to get you your opinion on this. Don, what do you think of this? Now, you'll think I'm making this up, but I'm not. So here's the thing. Former soccer captain was dropped from his team after excessive farting in the dressing room.
What a first topic.
Well, he might.
No one just wants your opinion on.
He might have a problem medically.
So I'll read it out. Do you think I'm making this up? In a unique development at League One, which I think is a European soccer club.
League, L-I-G-A?
U-E.
No, League.
Shut up. Christ, is it L, Max? L-I-G-A?
I get sucked into this. I cut him off because you've been bloody doing it the whole 18 minutes.
Does it matter how you pronounce League, L-I-G-U-E?
It's in Italy, isn't it, Max? The Liga series?
I don't know. I just know it's European. I got blood troubles.
Well, shit, mate. You're the sport expert. You should be up with
not
this.
Not soccer.
Why not? It's a very, very good game. Hasn't been buggered up over the years.
Yes, Dad? Sam?
Sam?
Yeah.
You're familiar. What? Any... Jeez, I never call my father by his Christian name. I would have got a slap across the ears.
Neither do I, because his Christian name's John. But continue.
He goes under the pseudonym of Sam. I reckon...
Shut up, Max.
Listen to what I say. As soon as you start referring to yourself in the second person, Sam, you got problems. Do you think he's got problems, Max?
I'm not touching that. Neither am I touching you.
Okay,
got problems.
I'm officially now withdrawing back from the microphone. You two take it from here. I was about to say why.
Okay, well, shut up, Max.
The unique development in League One footballer was dropped from the first team for continuous farting and laughing in the dressing room. Brazilian defender Marcelo Antonio Gardas Felino was dropped from the Lyon's first team for unprofessional behaviour. He was farting and the players and the coach had had enough and there was a strong aroma in the rooms or the noise was breaking people's eardrums and he was chortling at it.
Could have been
and they
the
dropped
aroma
him.
That he was emitting as well.
I just said
that.
Did he say aroma
said,
or noise?
He didn't say it exactly like that. He didn't know, use I those
said,
two words, but he just said that.
I said,
he said noise.
I said the aroma.
I just said
aroma.
Just move on from that. I thought anything goes in the locker rooms, though.
Oh, excuse me. That doesn't go in the locker room, mate.
Farting.
You might play basketball, but in a football locker room, no.
No? I was referring to football, but okay.
No, there is a line drawn.
It's a line drawn in the locker room.
Yes.
What is that line?
Well, you don't fart.
You don't fart.
No.
Okay.
Well, socially unpleasant, let me tell you.
Well, this is why he got sacked, Don.
Well, I can agree with why he got sacked. Oh. If he had a problem in this area where he constantly did it, I'd sack him too.
But did he say he got dropped? Because he's been sacked for farting. Has he been dropped or sacked?
He must be a good player, Max, because they recruited him from Brazil and he's playing in France. Liga
was dropped from the first team after continuous farting and laughing in the dressing room.
Well, that's not sacked.
Well, he's laughing. He thinks it's a joke.
He's going to get it under control. Well, he's going to change his diet. No. He's going to get it under control.
Hang on.
Well, how do you know about his diet? Does that make you do it?
Of course it does. Did I say sacked?
He was sacked from the first team. He was the captain, and he was sacked as
the captain.
I'm not going to go into this, but you know the difference between being sacked and being dropped.
Well, if you're not in the side, you've been sacked from it. Anyhow, that I just thought as a way of just to get that sport, Don, sort of the sport of farting.
What about the? Did you read about how it could be racially discriminating about calling men bald now?
I did.
What do you think of that?
That's just where this is headed, they've levelled it at racism because if you call a man of a different nationality to you or a different skin colour bald, they can say that's a racial taunt and it's hate speech.
Do you think I could be in for money?
Yeah, if I call you bald. Yeah, you're as bald as a badger.
So I can sue you.
What?
I can sue you.
That's where this is headed. And did you see also in America, did you see that some underage students have been taken to court for hate speech by not calling a fellow student who was 12 by their preferred pronouns?
Oh, no.
They called him he, they said he or she, and they said their preferred pronoun was they. And they got taken to court or sued by the school for hate speech. Now, you can't make all this stuff up, Don, and this is why we've got to push back on a number of things. And I know exactly what I'm going to say now. What's wrong?
Shut up. Can I ask, what did you do then? Bald's not a race, though.
If an African American man is bald and you call him bald, they've now extrapolated that into not only hate speech but racism because you're calling a black man bald.
Hang on, but the story, where is this an extension to the original story about calling someone bald? It doesn't matter what colour you are.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
No, but this is where it's headed. People just take it.
Well,
to
as our friend in Europe said last week, you know, you've got nothing to worry about in Australia. We're worried about trying to keep alive, and wokeism is just not an issue. This is emanating out of countries like Australia.
Well,
I suppose America, because they're not threatened by any type of war.
But it's sweeping into this country. We take our lead from what goes on overseas.
In municipalities such as Darebin, Moreland,
yep.
City of Yarra, yes. Which is Richmond and Melbourne,
yes.
City.
Well,
that's where all the bloody intellectual labourites are.
Well, let's get on to Darebin now, who have said that they've got a stolen generation. If I can just find what I'm reading about
this
here.
This is where all the bloody keyboard warriors live too.
The council, the stolen generation plan is to give all the public areas back to the Indigenous people.
No, public areas or areas, I thought.
That's what I said.
No, they said areas. The only thing that they can control is public areas. They said they would give areas back to...
I think he's putting in public. Oh, you're saying just area, private
That's
areas
what
as well.
I thought they were going to give back areas. He's put in the word public.
He said public as well.
But they didn't.
They didn't?
No.
Okay.
I thought they just said we would give areas back to Indigenous people.
Right. Jesus.
You said public areas. You're saying that they originally said just areas.
Yes.
Right. Where do we go from here?
The left-dominated city of Darebin, inspired by the handing back of Uluru, which is Ayers Rock, to Indigenous people, wants to start a national trend of giving stolen land to traditional owners to own and manage. The idea has been described as unhinged. It is not yet clear what council land would be involved. However, Darebin has substantial land holdings, including parks, reserves and other allotments. That's public land, Don. You can't give someone who owns a block of land, you can't come and say,
we're giving this... We don't know what they're going to
try. Oh, so they're giving the whole of the municipality back to the stolen...
Hey, listen, they were going to change the city of Moreland's name because it was related to some... farm in America which had slavery.
So they
reckon that it, Moreland, was named after this place in America which had a plantation. That's the word I was looking for. Plantation in America that had slavery. And so they're going to change the whole name of Moreland.
So before we are accused of racism or speaking racially about Darebin, let me... for the record, say I couldn't agree. If you want to call us racist for that, so be it, because that is the most ridiculous thing. This is from pompous, arrogant, self-appointed, virtuous people with low IQs trying to make a name for themselves out in a community by giving land back to people who have no right to have it given back to them. If we wanted to keep dividing this country... This country is here now. If we want to get on together, what would the point of giving land back to the Aboriginals or Indigenous people in a municipality do for harmony? What do they want to manage? And what's the point of it? It is just sheer projection, and it is sheer... Why... So no one is going to push back on this nonsense in case they're... accused of being racist. But I'm very happy to be called a racist if that's what we have to put up with. people putting that shit up before a council. If we could all just get on and just leave it, and what's the point of having a stolen generation plan? Where does that get us? Could we acknowledge that they were here in the first place, and now we've moved on, and the country is what it is today, and we'd all could try and get on? But as soon as you speak about or have a different opinion, you get branded. So it's a completely nebulous term, racism. So then we get on to there's a people putting this nonsense up, a gender awareness week in schools, underage schools, kindergarten and underage, to try and discover your sexuality. If you might be transphobic or homophobic tendencies, we're going to have a discussion about it. And someone put up the fact that we should have a child recovery minister appointed in a government to deal with the COVID crisis, which has kept people out of school for two years.
This is a holiday. You're talking about the holiday for children who went through COVID, and Molino, to his credit, said this is rubbish.
That's correct.
And you can also, Mr. Molino, classify the holiday prior to our AFL Grand Final rubbish in America, in Victoria or Melbourne. It was an election promise by Daniel Andrews, your leader. What a load of rubbish, having Friday off prior to the AFL Grand Final. Beg your pardon?
You're talking about the public holiday?
Yes.
Right.
And that came in a... What a load of rubbish. Australia and Victoria is up shit creek.
Australians love a public holiday.
Because of the... We don't want to work anymore.
So... We have a gender awareness week being put in kindergartens and underage. This is proposed. We have a child recovery minister. We have the Darabin Council just pandering to, I don't know who they're pandering to, and no one, if you don't push back on this stuff, people say, oh, it's got some legs. It has got no legs. It's bullshit.
Can I ask you a question? Two outspoken Greens parliamentarians in the federal parliament, are there electorates in this area that we're talking about? That is Adam Brandt and Lydia Thorpe.
Lydia Thorpe. I have no idea, Don. What's your point?
I'm asking, are they representatives
I don't know.
Of these municipalities or electorates that are covered by those municipalities?
I don't know, Don, the short answer.
I'm just asking that question.
So why did you ask it?
I'm asking because it might give me an understanding of where their thought process is coming from.
Is it Lydia Thorpe, the woman that started screaming at people because she... Is this Ben Fordham said that she was at the airport?
That's her.
Lydia Thorpe.
If you go onto YouTube, you'll see a lot of other things that she's done in Parliament under parliamentary privilege.
Yeah, well, so this is just a screaming shrew who's just almost an irrelevancy in what's going on the planet at the minute. So
can we get onto a lighter topic? I've got a question.
Well,
maybe you could answer it
while we're on this.
This is a very big intelligence.
I'm just going to mention this just while this is to do with all this. So there's a bloke called Adam Douglas Hill. Adam Douglas Hill. He won the Archibald Prize.
Is that a hyphenated name or is Douglas his middle name?
Douglas is his middle
name. Why did you just call him Adam Hill?
Because it's relevant to the story I'm going to tell you about, you fuckwit. Sorry, Don, you silly man. Adam Douglas...
I don't mind you calling me fuckwit. I haven't...
All right, well, fuckwit, listen to this.
Now, I've just been called that so many times, it's funny to see someone else get called.
You get me offended.
Be quiet, fuckwit. Adam Douglas Hill won the Archibald Prize for his portrait of an Indigenous person, I think, called Carla Dickens. But Adam has changed...
Don't ask what her middle name was.
I'm asking a question. Is this the second year in succession that we've had an Indigenous person win the Archibald Prize? Albert Namajira's nephew or grandson or something?
Yes, Don, this is...
How does he know so much about this? But he knows nothing about anything else.
You don't.
Sorry?
No, I'm joking.
Don.
Oh, Jesus.
Don.
It's blasphemy.
I'm covering...
I said G's. It's spelled J. Could be spelt with a J, double E-Z.
Don, all that I'm about to say, and you just keep interrupting. Adam Douglas Hill won the Archibald Prize for his portrait of Carla Dickens, but Adam has changed his name because he didn't want to be confused with Adam Hills, the comedian. Do you heard of Adam Hills?
Yes, I've
one leg.
It.
What?
What?
He's got one leg.
Don't.
He's got an artificial leg, and is that the same Adam Hill who's making a big in England?
Adam Hills. He's a comedian on the ABC, isn't
he? Yeah, that's him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is he a unidexter? Is he got one leg?
He's got one leg. He's got an artificial leg.
What did you say?
A unidexter. That's got a one-legged
man.
That's
a cycle. Isn't that a cycle?
So I'm going to finish this story.
Isn't that a thing that the clowns ride around in?
No, that's a unicycle.
Oh, sorry. Thank you very much, Max.
Adam Hills.
What did he say? What did he call him? A uni what?
Unidexter. So Adam,
I got that confused with unicycle. Yeah, okay.
I can see you. Why not.
Thank you. So Adam Douglas Hill changed his name because he didn't want to be confused with Adam Hills to Black Douglas. His second Christian name is Douglas. So that's why I read out his Adam Douglas Hill. He changed his name to B-L-A-K-K. Black Douglas, and
is that not Blake? B-L-A-K, is that not Blake?
No, that'd be B-L-A-K-E would be Blake.
Wouldn't he then get confused with Black Douglas whiskey?
Yeah, but maybe that's why he did it, because he's portraying the fact that he's actually black. And he won a $100,000 prize, but his parents, Bob and Yvonne Hill, there, his parents said, Adam's probably wearing the wrong socks, meaning he's just exploiting the fact that he's an Aboriginal, he's part Aboriginal, he's painted another Aboriginal, and if you saw the painting, you'd think, well, fair enough, it's in the
art.
I was about to say, Don, it's in the eye of the beholder. This beholder here who looked at it thought, wow, how would that win a prize? But apparently people have thought it's good for one reason or another. So Black Douglas changed his name from Adam Douglas Hill, won $100,000 from the Archibald Prize for painting someone who was black called Carla Dickens, and if you looked at the painting, you'd say, wow, that's interesting, how would that win? That's what I said, but other people say that's excellent. So there we are. So
can we finish this segment with a very light topic?
I have more questions about these.
No, we'll bring it in the next segment, man. I need a break. I can't continue. I need you to go.
I have a question for you that you might.
No, we'll do it in the next segment.
Don,
it's not sport, Don, though.
Listen, we can bring sport up. It's in the next segment. Can we finish this with a light?
I'll handle this, Max.
Okay.
Don, you can't handle doing more than 42 minutes worth of chat. You've driven all the way up from Mornington. That takes you 2 hours to do it.
Right.
You've come here. Engage with us, mate. If you can't concentrate for more than 42 minutes, God help us. So
I'm thinking of the listener at all. The one or two listeners that we do have might have other things to do. So if we can go for half an hour, their attention deficit.
Enjoy the 40-minute plus.
If you stop.
No, I don't think they do, Max, because the intelligence that we refer to or appeal to have got a limited span. So that's why I think we should only go for half an hour, you know, a number of half-hour little segments.
I tell you what I'm going to do, Don.
You interrupt every 2 minutes.
It's spot on, Max. We have had seriously 7 minutes of content, and the rest of the 43 minutes.
I'm trying to bring up content to finish the segment.
The rest of the topics that we try to cover get interrupted by you going off on a tangent about unicycles, about what people are, the fox terrier.
Can I finish this segment off with a question for both of you?
No.
Well, you just said you wanted to stop.
I showering last night, boys.
Oh.
And I would.
Once a week activity.
A piece of lint fell to the bottom of the shower.
What's that, Don?
Lint. Do you know what lint is?
The stuff that you keep in your pockets.
The stuff you keep in your belly button.
In my situation, I think it...
It comes out your ears?
It comes from a belly button.
Yeah, yeah it does.
Now, I would like to know how lint forms... We all suffer from it. We all do it.
You're not serious, are you?
Isn't
lint also gathers in the bottom of washing machines, you know?
Do you know how...
lint is an accumulation of dust, is it not?
Of course.
Well, in my case, it's fabric from my clothes.
That's right. So you wear your clothes over your belly button and it rubs off and eventually...
Yes, but how does it happen?
Oh, because it molts, your clothes drop hairs.
Do you think we're buggering up the environment? I went and took it a bit further.
What lint is...
How much lint goes through when we wash our clothes out into the ocean or wherever?
It goes into the bin, mate.
It does not. It goes... Where does your wastewater go from the washing machine?
That's not lint. That's water.
Oh.
Lint gets caught in filters.
Well, we've got a lint catcher on the bottom of your washing machine. What about the stuff that doesn't happen to go through the lint catcher but goes out into the environment?
It stays in your washing machine, Max.
I don't think it does, Max. I think fast fashion, the clothes
listeners
we wear
to
nowadays.
The podcast You Cannot Be Serious are now listening to the most ridiculous, inane conversation between... Just continue, boys. I'm just explaining what in God's name these two people... Don has suggested, can I just clear this up?
Well, I was trying
Don
to
has suggested that lint, which collects in your belly button from your clothes,
you
which molts
you
when you walk around,
start, you
has now decided that the climate change and the global warming is caused by lint going into the oceans from your washing machines. And it's quite interesting to watch
the
thrust and parry between these two people. It's
just quite
extraordinary.
In the old days cause the black
I do apologise if you have a modicum of intelligence and you have an IQ over your shoe size that you have to listen to this.
Don't worry about him. Just
Has he turned us down?
I
don't know what he's
doing.
He's talking to himself with somebody on the phone.
The horses, the carriages that you get, the rides in the CBD, they've now been banned.
Yeah, I know that.
It just came into effect. It was finalised.
Yeah, but that's by the animal activists, and I think that was Andy Medic. I think he may have been, you know, from the Animal Justice Department. I think he may have been involved in that.
They didn't want him to shit on the footpaths.
Well, they used to...
I think there was something about because too many horses were having heart attacks.
What?
They didn't want him to crap on the road.
Attacks.
Okay, anyway, they've been moved now to the Botanical Gardens, which is not 100 metres.
They've compromised.
So it's they've just moved 100 metres up the street.
Do you know that the tan track, Max, here's a little bit of history for you. You know the tan track we all, or people run around?
Yes.
That used to be an exercise area in the old days for people riding horses. Mm. Did you know that when they had their horses, you know, in their stable?
Horse
in
troughs.
Or South Yarra, in that vicinity, even the police who were stationed in St Kilda Road, their stable, they used to go across there and exercise their horses. That's the original thing. A little bit like Rotten Row in England. Have you ever been to Rotten Row?
I noticed the Lord Mayor, Sally Capp, has said that their main thrust this budget period is for a safer Melbourne CBD.
Is that why we've got bike tracks?
Let him finish.
A safer Melbourne CBD, a cleaner Melbourne CBD, which is the removal of graffiti. If you'll remember, Don, when I was going to stand for the mayor of Melbourne.
Oh, yeah, that was just a publicity stunt.
No, it wasn't.
I was going to stand for the Lord Mayor.
I don't know, maybe because I'm his son.
Yeah, that's
when I was going to stand for the Lord Mayor, my five planks were safer Melbourne, cleaner Melbourne, get the graffiti off, get the homeless off the streets, a zero tolerance policy, but find some other accommodation for them. They were my whole thrust of what, and I see Sally seems to be adopting some of those things to her credit. So good on her.
She's a plagiarist?
No.
Well, why? If he's come up with those ideas, she's just put them in the background and thought, gee, they were good ideas. I won't recognise them at the time, but I'll use them down the track.
Okay.
Do you think she's pinched some of his ideas?
Absolutely. Now, Don, finally, just for this segment.
Oh, thank goodness.
Jane Bunn, do you remember?
The whole bloody desk shook.
Yeah, Don, do you remember
Don's
we spoke
off.
About...
That's another topic I've got down here.
Oh, you wanted to end on...
You remember we spoke about Jane Bunn. You said she wouldn't come on here because she didn't like me or I hadn't rung her or something.
No, I think our podcast might be a little bit threatening.
Oh, well, then
and
Jane...
And mightn't be a good thing for her image.
Well, something's not good for her image because apparently who she do the weather for? Which station?
Seven.
Oh, as if you don't know.
I have no idea.
Seven?
I have no idea.
Listen, I do look at her because of the fact I get more out of her weather information than any other channel.
Well, so
Channel 7.
Okay, well, I didn't know she was on.
Meteorologist.
I didn't know she, which is the most overrated institution in the world, the Weather Bureau.
Because I follow the predictions and everything, and it doesn't eventuate.
No, because so Jane Bunn, unbeknownst to her employer, who you say is Channel 7, set up a GoFundMe page. She wanted to raise $250,000 so she could start Jane's Weather, a thing, I presume, which would make her give her an income above her salary she gets for doing the weather on Channel 7.
Make herself
she
employed.
Must be destitute.
What you say then?
Make herself employed, would it?
Well,
she mustn't get paid very much because she's asking the general public
for $250,000.
So she's obviously not getting remunerated or to the degree
remunerated
from Channel 7.
Remuneration.
She must also be getting paid that much because she can't go to a bank.
Not remuneration.
What's a bank got to do with it?
Well, why couldn't she go and get a loan? And if she wants to start a business called Jane's Weather, why wouldn't she go and get a loan from the bank?
A lot of things, and there's also...
Why would you ask the public to fund her? Okay, but maybe she's got a good reason. If she came on, we could ask her.
Okay, but Channel 7 also should look at it and say, hang on, she's not doing a job on our news.
Channel 7 did say this.
No, but she's not giving the right information if she's going to give you more information on a website. So she's not doing her job properly.
I don't think she'd be working with Channel 7 and doing her own thing. I think
she
just
was.
Okay.
She can't now, be because she hasn't got the business.
But this is what she tried to do.
Now, what we're going to do now...
Now, hang on. Just hang on. I want to have a go because I had that topic down because I had a few questions. First off, I've got to compliment the author of that. Her name is Fiona Byrne.
Don, we're
going to... Just shut up, John.
No, and you it was just said you wanted a break. We've been going too long. We're going to come back.
Just because I'm now bringing up the subject.
No.
And also that GoFundMe or that site was pulled down in half an hour...
Oh, wow.
Half an hour, so Channel 7 were right across it very, very quickly when it came to light.
Right.
So I think Channel 7 have had a bit of a word to Jane Bunn.
Oh, really? I just said that. I said they weren't aware that she was doing it. I said
and
that.
When they were now, aware, what happened?
Well, I've just explained that, Don. Now, so we're going to come back, Don, and I want to ask Max, I'll put him on notice, about how the success of the AFWL, how that's going. Is anyone watching it? And there's been ongoing rumours. I'm not saying this about the integrity of that competition and the grooming going on about the girls who mightn't want to have a certain gender profile about other people who are trying to get them to change into different genders. This is not spoken about, but I'm told by several people that this is a problem and the competition is not going that great. I don't know that. I'm told that. Maybe someone who watches it would say if it's rating well or there's any interest or it's declining. So on that note, Don...
Thank God. Thank you.
I'm going to wind this up now and see, hopefully, that
this
will...
10 minutes ago, but I wasn't going to try.
I'm open around the streets late at night. I'm worried because you ain't treating me right. Come back again. I'm just crazy about you.